Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a stepper-style breakbeat with chopped vinyl character. Today we're making that sweet spot between tight modern drum and bass precision and the messy human energy of a sliced-up break from a battered record. Think rolling steppers, dark jungle pressure, and that slightly off-grid feel where the groove leans forward just enough to stay dangerous. The big idea here is simple, but the details matter. We're going to start with a solid 172 BPM drum and bass foundation, slice a break into playable pieces, then offset certain hits by tiny amounts so the pattern feels performed instead of programmed, not wildly loose, just enough movement to make the groove breathe and snap at the same time. Open a new Live 12 set and set the tempo to 172 BPM. For this lesson, we'll focus first on the drums, but you can already think ahead to how the bass will lock into this later. Create a MIDI track for the break, another MIDI track for bass, and if you want extra atmosphere, leave room for a texture or noise layer too. Now load your break. You want something with strong snare transients, useful ghost notes, and some hat or ride detail. Amen breaks, funky drummer fragments. Think style material, anything raw and rhythmic will work. Drag the sample into simpler and switch it to slice mode. If the break is clean and already tight, slicing by 1/16 can give you very direct control. If it's a more natural loop, slice by transients so Ableton finds the drum hits for you. If you want even more hands-on control, use slice to new MIDI track, so each chop gets its own pad and drum rack. That's a really good move when you want to perform the break like an instrument. Before we start pushing things off-grid, build a basic two-bar skeleton. This is important. You do not want to start with chaos. You want a groove that already works before you add the chopped vinyl treatment. Start with a clear backbeat. Keep the main snare on 2 and 4. Then place kick support around the bar in a way that feels like a drum and bass rhythm section rather than a straight loop. A good starting point might be kicks around beat 1, the offbeat after 1, beat 3, and the offbeat after 3. Add ghost notes leading into the snares, and keep the pattern clear enough that you can still nod your head to it immediately. Now comes the key move, micro timing. A steppy groove gets its attitude from the way different elements disagree by a few milliseconds. Not enough to sound sloppy, just enough to sound alive. The main snare should stay mostly locked. That's your spine. But the kicks, hats, and ghost notes can drift slightly before or after the grid. Try nudging some kicks a little early, maybe 5 to 12 milliseconds ahead. Let ghost notes sit slightly late, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds behind. Hats can alternate, with some a touch early and some a touch late. That contrast is what creates the sensation of a chopped record being performed in real time. Here's a good teacher tip. Think in layers of timing, not just swing. Don't move everything the same way. If one note goes early, let something else answer late. That tension between push and drag is what gives this style its character. At this stage, resist the urge to overquantize. A lot of producers ruin this vibe by snapping the chopped material back to the grid after editing it. That removes the charm. The charm is in the imperfect reassembly. So after you chop, trust the groove a little. Next, give the loop some vinyl chop personality. This is where you start making the break sound like it's being re-edited live. Take a short snare fragment or hat chop and repeat it in a quick little stutter before or after a main hit. You can do a tiny 1/32 repeat before beat 4, or a hat chop after beat 2 to answer the phrase. You can even duplicate a slice, reverse it, and use it as a small transition detail. These little edits are the sonic equivalent of someone grabbing the record and cutting it back in by hand. Use clip gain, velocity, or pad volume to shape the repeated chops so they don't all hit the same way. If every repeat is identical, it sounds fake. If the repetitions have small differences in level and timing, the loop starts to feel like an actual performance. Now let's add groove, but carefully. Open the groove pool and try a light MPC-style swing or a groove extracted from a human break. Apply it mainly to hats, ghost notes, and top percussion. Keep the kick and snare more stable unless you want a looser jungle feel. In drum and bass, you usually want pulse, not mush. A good starting range is modest, around 10 to 25% timing, a little velocity movement, and very little randomization. The goal is to give the top end some shuffle while preserving the backbone. Velocity is just as important as timing. A chopped vinyl break lives or dies on dynamics. Main hits should be strong. Supporting hits should sit in the middle. Ghost taps should be low and subtle. If you're repeating chops, lower the velocity of the repeats so they feel like echoes, not clone samples. If the break is all one level, it loses realism fast. Now let's process the break so it has weight and sits in a modern DNB mix. A really solid stock chain is EQ8, drum bus, saturator, then a glue compressor or standard compressor. After that, you can add auto filter if you want motion or tone shaping. With EQ8, clean up the low rumble with a high pass around 25 to 35 Hz. If the break feels boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. If the snare needs more crack, a gentle boost in the 3 to 6 kHz range can help. Drum bus is great for density and attitude. Keep the drive moderate, maybe 5 to 20%, and use a little crunch if you want more edge. Transient can help bring out the snap. Boom is usually best kept low or off for a chopped break layer unless you're deliberately building extra low-end punch. Saturator is your friend for controlled aggression. Soft sign or analog clip can both work well. Drive it a few dB and use soft clip if you want to keep the peaks under control. Then compress lightly. You're not trying to crush the life out of it. Just glue the pieces together. A 2:1 or 4:1 ratio, a slightly slower attack, and just a few dB of gain reduction is often enough. If you want more chopped vinyl texture, add a subtle dirt layer underneath. That could be of a quiet vinyl noise sample, a little erosion, a touch of redux, or a filtered ambience layer. The trick is to keep it restrained. You want record crackle atmosphere, not full-on lo-fi destruction unless that's the vibe you're chasing. A very useful advanced move is a parallel dirt bus. Send the break to a return track with saturator, drum bus, EQ8, and maybe a touch of redux. Blend it in quietly underneath the clean signal. That way you get grime and density without losing the transient definition of the main break. Beat repeat is another great tool for the style, especially for fills and phrase endings. Use it sparingly on the break bus or percussion return. Keep the grid tight, like 1/16 or 1/32, with a low chance setting. Trigger it at the end of a 4-bar phrase, before a drop, or as a 1-bar fill into a bass change. When used well, it sounds like the record got grabbed and recut live. Now think about arrangement, because this groove gets even better when it evolves. For the first 4 bars, keep it relatively clean and readable. In bars 5 through 8, add a few extra ghost chops or early hats. In bars 9 through 12, introduce one more displaced kick or pickup. In bars 13 through 16, automate a filter, throw in a beat repeat fill, then pull it back so the next section hits harder. That movement matters. A great stepper groove is not just a loop. It's a pattern that mutates while keeping its identity. Also, don't forget the bass. In drum and bass, the break and the bass line need to work like two parts of one machine. If the drums are busy, leave the bass room to breathe. If the bass is doing a lot, keep the drum chops more selective. You want them interlocking, not fighting for the same pocket. A strong rule is this: keep the main snare authoritative, let the kick walk, and make the bass answer around the drum accents. If a bass note is masking an important ghosted break hit, either move the bass or decide that clash is part of the design. Just don't let it happen by accident. Here are a few common mistakes to avoid. First, over-offsetting everything. If every hit is early or late, the groove loses its center. Keep the snare spine solid and only offset selected layers. Second, too much swing. Heavy groove settings can make drum and bass feel lazy instead of urgent. Use just enough to imply movement. Third, chopping without a backbone. If you fragment the break too much, it stops reading as a drum groove. Keep the backbeat clear. Fourth, flattening the velocities. That makes the whole thing feel programmed and fake. Dynamics are part of the illusion. And fifth, overprocessing. Too much distortion, compression, or bit reduction can kill the punch. Always compare with bypass and make sure the groove still breathes. If you want the darker, heavier version of this style, use asymmetry. One late ghost note every couple of bars. A staggered hat accent, a displaced kick pickup before the snare. Tiny instability creates tension, and tension is gold in dark drum and bass. You can also split the break into layers. Keep one layer clean and transient rich for the punch, and another layer dirty and filtered for the grime. Blend them together and you'll get a break that stays sharp but still feels worn in. A very subtle filtered noise layer can also help glue the chopped pieces together, almost like they all came from the same record. Keep it quiet, low passed, and maybe automate it up just a little into transitions. Here's a quick practice exercise to really lock this in. Build a 2-bar stepper break at 172 BPM. Keep the snares on 2 and 4. Add at least 4 chopped offsets, 1 repeated fill, and 1 very subtle texture layer underneath. Use light groove pool swing on the hats only. Then process it with EQ8, drum bus, and saturator. Loop it with a bass line and listen for forward motion, snare clarity, chop readability, and space for the low end. If you want a challenge, make a second version where the first bar is tighter and the second bar is more chopped. That's a great way to practice tension and release across a phrase. So the big takeaway is this. A killer stepper groove is all about controlled collision. Tight enough for the drop. Loose enough to feel human, and chopped enough to sound like it came off a battered dub plate. Keep the spine stable, move the supporting details with intention, and let the break feel like it's being played, not just looped. If you want, I can also turn this into a note-by-note MIDI example, a full break bus rack template, or an 8-bar dark DNB arrangement blueprint.